Chromebook blocks and an enrollment boom that still has to prove itself. More than 100,000 San Diego Unified students across 175 schools are now navigating the district's new Chromebook restriction policy, which the board passed unanimously 5-0. YouTube is blocked by default on district-issued devices unless a teacher actively enables it for instruction. Non-instructional gaming is blocked entirely, and Chromebook carts have been removed from transitional kindergarten classrooms. The unanimity of the board vote reflects unified leadership on direction, but unanimous passage and smooth classroom implementation are two different things. The YouTube default block creates an immediate pedagogical friction point, since a substantial portion of legitimate educational content, language instruction videos, science demonstrations, primary source historical footage, lives on the platform. Teachers who want to use it must now navigate an enable/disable workflow that did not previously exist. And in schools with high staff turnover or less tech-confident teachers, that friction is likely to translate into less educational video being used overall. The policy also includes carve-outs for students with IEPs, 504 accommodations, or language learning needs, administering those exceptions consistently across 175 schools with varying support staff capacity is not a trivial compliance challenge. The district's enrollment surge presents a different kind of question. Superintendent Fabiola Bagula's team brought in 3,033 new students over the summer against an annual recruitment target of 1,309, more than double, through 52 in-person enrollment hubs deployed across the county. On paper, this is a genuine success for a district fighting enrollment decline. The harder question is whether those numbers will hold. California's average daily attendance funding mechanism pays not for students who enrolled, but for students who show up consistently every day. Summer enrollment is a behaviorally distinct moment from sustained September attendance. Families who enrolled through a burst of summer outreach, reached at exactly the right moment by a neighborhood hub, may not sustain daily attendance patterns through a full school year. The 52 enrollment hubs were deliberately deployed in lower-income and immigrant community neighborhoods, which is sound equity strategy. Those same communities, however, often face the highest attendance volatility, including housing instability, transportation barriers, and irregular work schedules that create school pickup challenges. The October 8 account is the first real accountability moment. If the district's per-pupil funding calculation reflects significantly fewer daily attendees than the 3,033 enrollment figure would suggest, a gap of more than 400 students, for example, that would signal budget assumptions baked into the fiscal year may need revision. Separately, SDSU record of more than 124,000 applicants for its incoming class reflects the university's growing national trajectory, and the Teach Lead program has expanded from 22 students at two schools in 2021 to 400 high school students working as paid assistant teachers across 20 schools, a quiet but consequential pipeline. San Diego Unified is not in a financial position where a mid-year revenue shortfall is easily absorbed. Watchers should note whether Superintendent Bagula's team releases any preliminary attendance data before the official count, and whether the district pursues additional mid-year enrollment outreach in November and December, either of which would be a meaningful signal. Strategy in a region where teacher shortages remain endemic.